This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. And you've been hearing us for the last week or so. We started up a new segment on the show, the Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question. That's been good so far. We got Smitty won last week, and he's in the mix. This week, we're going to see who gets in on Friday when we take the five names, throw them into a hat, and see which one of those is going to win the $20 gift certificate. And then all those winners will be entered to win the grand prize, which is a $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey. Joining me now, Matt Sheaver and Aaron Turner, owners of Diamond Valley Collectibles. Fellas?
How's it going?
Good. Just keep those mics like right there. You go. Perfect.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, it's great to see you. Like I said, somebody had recommended, like, hey, Brady, you got to check this place out. You're talking sports all the time. It's in Windsor. And so I looked you guys up, messaged on Facebook, came into the store, and I love it. I absolutely love what you guys have created there.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We're super thankful for being on your show. We appreciate the invite to come in studio. It was just kind of three, four guys sitting around and, hey, let's open a collectible store. Honestly, not really knowing what we were doing, just being big-time collectors. And we kind of all put our stuff together and opened the store, and that was 3 years ago.
Wow. And you've expanded to products, too. You've got Legos in there, Funko Pops, Pokemon. I know that's big. We had somebody comment. I was putting pictures up, and they're like, unopened Pokemon, man. That's really rare to get that. And I don't know much about the Pokemon side. I'm more of the sports side of it. But you've got a little mix of everything in that store.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got tons of sports as well. New. We've got some older stuff, sealed. Tons of cards, singles, you name it. Bunch of Broncos, Abs, Rockies, Nuggets. It's just a ton of product, and we're slowly getting in the 2025 football stuff's coming in here soon.
Nice.
So that'll be really good to have.
So you guys got together. You're collectors. Matt, primarily, what were you into first? What's your number one go-to?
When I was, I guess, best of my memory, is 87 Topps baseball when I was 12 years old. The neighbor kids had it, and I remember going to their house opening cards, and I was just hooked. I was pretty much all baseball for 4 or 5 years in my youth. Then my kids came of age, and it was baseball, football, basketball. They played all three sports, so we were into all three. And now I'm probably still primarily baseball. Baseball's my sport.
That's your passion.
That's my passion, yeah.
Aaron, how about you, man?
You know, my big one was David Robinson. I was a huge David Robinson fan. And his rookie card, so his 89-90 top, or hoops, not tops, rookie card, there was a variation where he was holding a jersey, and that was the card that you wanted to chase.
I think I've seen that
card. Yeah, it's pretty iconic, really.
And I ended up buying it the same year, I mean, 88-89, or 89-90. I think I bought it back then for like $40.
Wow.
And it was so overprinted that it's it might be worth $40 in like a PSA 10.
It's worth like $15, Ron.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was my problem, is when I was a major collector was in the 90s for the most part.
Yeah.
And that's when they just printed so many of the same cards over and over again. So I always thought pulling a Michael Jordan card was going to be awesome. And I had hundreds of Jordan cards.
And they are awesome.
They are awesome. Most of them weren't worth much.
So the thing with that, and we get a lot of them, people send a lot of them into PSA. So 90s Jordan, especially early 90s, if you can get that, you know, the PSA 10, the perfect grade, there's serious value there. I mean, you could have a $5 Jordan card at 10s and it's worth $150.
Wow.
You know, and then obviously 80s Jordan stuff is still extremely valuable.
Yeah.
So what do you guys see as the most popular stuff right now in the store? Is it the sports side? Is it the cards? Is it the Pokemon? What is it?
Pokemon is in a boom right now. So we kind of primarily, we started with all kinds of different things and found our niche and kind of what we have now. And so we've brought in and work with several experts in Pokemon, basically guys that work for us and friends. So we've had to learn a lot of it, but we slowly have. But right now, it's in a boom. Sports always does well,
yeah.
Honestly. But Pokemon has kind of caught up to it.
Do you see like an uptick if, you know, Nikola Jokic is having an MVP type year, an uptick in people wanting those cards, or maybe even asking like, how do we get some of that memorabilia in here? Or like Bo Nix before last week, the stock was really high.
Yeah.
Do you guys get that kind of stuff where it's like, hey, a certain player's rocking or a certain team, and then suddenly that becomes a request, whether it's cards or memorabilia?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we try to read the tea leaves per se, you know, see who's going to be good and stock up on players and hope. But yeah, I mean, Nikola is probably the one that, regardless, I mean, people are always asking for his cards. Like if we have stuff in the store, it doesn't usually last long.
Really? The cards don't. So do you have any like in stock right now? Joker cards?
We might have a one or two.
Yeah, we actually have four autographs of his,
nice.
Which is rare because once basketball season starts, those will be gone. But
yeah.
Nikola is also, in my opinion, extremely unappreciated in the hobby.
Yeah.
So, you know, his rookie cards, they have a lot of value, and there's some crazy valuable ones. But compared to other players that have done the same thing, like, you can still kind of get in on Nikola at a reasonable price, I would say.
We're talking to Matt and Aaron, Diamond Valley Collectibles, brand new sponsor here of the show. And we're going to do our trivia question a little bit later on today to get somebody in the mix for that $20 gift certificate. What do you see with the age ranges as far as collectors? Because me, as a sports memorabilia guy, I've never stopped that. My wife got me a signed Joker thing last year for Christmas, and I hang that up as fast as I can. I love that stuff. What are you guys seeing as far as age ranges, as far as collectors?
It's a wide, I mean, it's kids to older gentlemen. And
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Unfortunately for the young kid, we try to find ways to make it affordable for them. That's kind of the unfortunate part of things. Like when we were kids, you could buy a pack for 25 cents.
Yeah.
You know, and now I think one of the cheapest packs on our shelf is $6.
Wow.
So, you know, kids will mow lawns and stuff and come in and buy packs. And we try to, you know, be generous with the younger kids. But it's a lot of the 30 to 50 and, you know, even some older gentlemen that are heavy into it, that are, you know, make up most of our customers.
Yeah. Well, when I was in just the other day, small sample size, but I mean, there was guys in there, two or three of them were like my age, and then, you know, randomly a kiddo pops in. So it seems about right that it's all over the board.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, kids-wise, we see a lot of kids that come in to trade Pokemon, trying to fill out a set or just try to find cool stuff. And, you know, that's another alternative, I guess, to the cost of stuff. So
talk to me about the trade stuff. Like, you have opportunities where people can come in. You guys took me back into the back part of the store where people can get together and do trades. Talk to me a little bit about that, because that was so much fun when I was in school.
Yeah. So we host several leagues. So we do on Tuesdays, we do a Lorcana, which is a Disney product, and it's a competitive game with cards. Wednesdays we do One Piece, which is similar, a card game. And then Thursdays is Pokemon. And we've been doing that for a little over 2 years. So we have a pretty big showing there. We usually get 30 to 40 people for that. But then as far as like the store goes, we buy, sell, and trade. So, you know, if you're selling a collection or you're interested in getting a price for a collection, we do that. Or, cards for cards, cards for cash, that kind of thing.
Man. Were you guys in the world of Pokemon and Legos? Because you guys are both sports guys. I mean, you're telling me about your background in sports.
Yeah.
I was a big sports guy. I wasn't into that kind of, I did get a little nerdier the older I got. Yeah, yeah, I got into Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. Yeah, and I was What were you? Was that a part of your world leading up to this, or has it just become a part of your world?
We were just at the end of, so we were just coming out of high school when Pokemon kind of
took
hit.
Off. Yeah.
So honestly, I completely missed, you know, the first 10, 15 years. I don't even remember knowing if it existed, to be honest. And then as we've gotten older and it's gotten more popular, you know, I've learned about it and come a lot more familiar with it. But
well, and you guys have all these awesome Lego sets. I wasn't into Legos much as a younger guy, but strangely enough, my wife and I, once we got married, one of our hobbies before the kiddo came along was we would buy these elaborate sets that you guys have and put those together and then display them or whatever. But you guys have, like, these are all, I'm looking, Star Wars brands, big time brands, Lord of the Rings, all that stuff. These are what, they're so fascinating to me. How they put these things together for people.
Yeah, and
to,
some of those, you know, I go back to when I was young and to echo what Matt was saying, I missed Pokemon. It was just never part of my world out of high school. But I did do Legos, and I still do Legos with my, like, I have a son that really enjoys Legos, and it's a time to bond, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Essentially.
Do you get them from scratch and put them together, or do you like the sets that they're coming out with now, like the movie sets?
No, for sure sets. Yeah, I don't like to just buy like...
Sets and directions.
Yeah.
you gotta
have directions.
I'm not... I like to be creative, but when it comes to Legos, I'm like, what am I going to build? I have no idea what to do here. So the directions are fantastic.
Yeah, and their Legos are timeless. I mean... You know, from the day they came out to now, they'll always be popular. They come out with new pieces in their sets, and the stuff that they mimic or copy these days is amazing. So, yeah, I think that they're timeless.
Have you guys ever watched, I think it's on Netflix, it's a series called The Toys That Made Us. You guys ought to check this out.
Yeah.
Because there's an entire episode on Legos, and it is fascinating.
Oh, cool.
It's real. I don't know if you guys have Netflix, but
check
that out. It's really cool. All right, what else do we need to mention, guys? I know it's September, but right now, it's never too early like to start thinking about getting your Christmas shopping done. People that are listening, you got kiddos or whatever, or just collectors in your family, now would be a great time to stop by Diamond Valley Collectibles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our inventory's high. We try to keep it high. Definitely November, December, that's a lot tougher as most retail stores, you know, deal with. So if there's certain items you want, don't wait. Come on in and grab them, man, and sign up for our frequent buyers program. We got that going, so there's some good discounts there. And, come check out the store.
Who do you guys think is going to be a big seller, card-wise, memorabilia-wise, when we're talking about the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Rockies, the Avs? You already said Joker's probably still going to be up there, but is there anybody else that you have like a little prediction that you think might pop and suddenly his card becomes a little bit more valuable?
I think so. I'm kind of – Troy Franklin is kind of the guy that his stuff is so affordable. Same with Mims. His autos and some of the most beautiful cards, like rookie patch autos and stuff you'll ever see, and they're so affordable. And so I've been putting money into those because I feel like that's could be a good investment. Besides the obvious guys, you know, Bo Nix is still a great investment.
Yeah, sure.
Week one was not ideal.
We'll be okay, right?
Gotta give it a few weeks.
Yeah, give it a couple weeks. We'll see how they do against Indy. That suddenly that game looks kind of, you know, when before it was like, yeah, it'll be fine. But Daniel Jones is good again, apparently. So we'll see. Any predictions for you, Aaron, as far as?
You know, I mean, the obvious is Joker. I mean, I think they're gonna do well. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
The Rockies it's tough. You know.
Yeah, what about Hunter Goodman though?
You
gotta find something.
I guess there's potential. Yeah. I mean,
his stuff sells well. His autos.
I love this guy. It's like it's been the one kind of consistent positive for the Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys big Rockies fans?
I am.
So how you doing with this?
I've struggled for quite a while. Obviously, like most fans, but You know, I'm not there. I don't know exactly what's going on. But I do like that they're playing the young guys.
Yeah, get some sun.
Like, we don't need, you know, big vets, big contracts on the field. It's like, get those young guys up there, let them play. Even if they struggle, it's let's see what we got.
Do you think Warren Schaefer should be the manager next year?
I think he's done all right. I'm up for a complete
just
house clean.
Change it all. Yeah.
Bring somebody in.
I don't
just
think get some he's new faces. Been bad. I mean, he's
no. I do kind of like him, but there is. I mean, it's tough if you have a historically bad season, which they already have as a franchise. We'll see if it's going to be. You know, they need to win two more games.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time. Yeah. Did I meet you guys? Because we tried to inject some life into the Rockies. You know, to our watching interest. Because it was bad. So I basically, when they beat Miami, they swept Miami like in early June. I said, I'm not shaving or cutting my hair until they win 35 games.
Oh, wow.
And that was the journey we went on.
Oh, wow.
It was,
that was before we met. Yeah.
Okay, good. You might have kicked me out at that point if that would have been the case.
I might not have believed you.
Matt, Aaron, you guys are awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are working with us here at KFKA. We love our sponsors, but especially for our sports audience, you guys just make sense. So I'm excited to build this up with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited too. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anything else? We got your website. Folks want to check them out, DiamondValleyCollectibles.com. But you guys are in Windsor. Right there. What's the little brewery that's close by you guys there? I've met people there a few times. Maybe it's not a brewery. It's a restaurant. Am I off here?
Lunas?
Yeah, oh, maybe it's Lunas.
Lunas.
It's Lunas,
right
yeah.
Lunas yeah. south of us.
Yeah. So give us like an easy way to get to you guys. Like you would just tell a random person.
So, south on 250 or just 257 to Garden. East on Garden and right on Automation Drive.
Yeah, right next to Windsor Charter Academy High School.
Just look for the lit up open sign. I mean, we are off the beaten path. So, you know, we've had several people come in and tell us they've been driving by for 6 months and just realized we were there.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's get that word out because I love what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm passionate about this stuff. Being a collector, there's so many things to it, whether it's memories or it's just some fun things to do. I like investing in the cards of people you think might turn out. Like Troy Franklin, is he going to work out? Oh, I bought his rookie card. You know, I bought Bradley Chubb's rookie card thinking that was going to be fantastic. And
good to see him playing again.
Yeah, he's playing again at least. Fellas, you guys are awesome. I love the story. Keep up the great work, and let's do this again, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Brady.
All right, Matt, Aaron, we'll talk to you guys soon, okay? 39 minutes after the hour, Diamond Valley Collectibles. Check them out online at DiamondValleyCollectibles.com. Michael, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.